All right, we're going to try this again. And this is my favorite. Howdy, howdy. We're having technical difficulties.
Esty, no, this sounds better. Line. This is good.
Good. Okay. Well, this is the Swole listening to. And this Jennifer Martinez here and Essie Williams. And we both are doing this from our homes. And sometimes, you know, we drop each other. So it happens. It's technical stuff. But we are recording today, unlike last week when the whole entire episode was not recorded.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, but it's going to be an awesome segment today. Can't wait to get into all of our topics.
You almost said sex.
I know, it's a segment. Oh my gosh, Freudian slip. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Whatever, man. Sex is good. We're married.
That's right.
Good. That's part of life. It's part of the whole thing, right?
Oh my
right?
God.
But this is going to be a good episode. This is a great way to start.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to have a sex episode. Essie's probably not ready for that yet, so I'll wait till the Lord imparts that on her.
Yes.
Until then, we'll just talk about Philippians 4. Yes. We'll talk about Jesus. How about that?
Oh, sex to Jesus. Let's do it.
He created it, and that's all I'm going to say about that. All right.
Awesome.
So please share with us today what God put on your heart about Philippians 4,
Essie.
All right.
Okay, so I'm so excited. For those of you who read with us, we are done with Philippians. It's one of my favorite books of the Bible, and I am focusing on verse 8. And it says, God, I should have put my glasses on, right? Finally, yeah, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. So I've been it's kind of weird, like the devotional book I have. The topic for me this week was thoughts, because thoughts have power. So what you think will come out in action. So
absolutely,
we have to think about what we're thinking. It's very
That's
true.
Kind of funny.
Yeah, but
I know
Joyce
it is.
Meyer,
true.
In the book that I'm reading, Battlefield of the Mind, said that it is very important what we think, because sooner or later it's going to come out in words and action. And growing up, I heard the phrase garbage in, garbage out. Mm-hmm. And I think it's true. So, you know, like I have a teenager now. I really want to make sure she's surrounded with positive people. I have to monitor what she watches, what she reads. And so why not for us adults, you know, people sharpen people.
I say
that all the time. So, you know, just be really cognizant and be picky about the people you surround yourself with. And the
stuff that's why we
read.
Started the podcast.
Yeah. Exactly.
To get some positive stuff out there and to talk about God's word and how we can apply it to our lives. And that's exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. And we're trying to build a community so that we can all, you know, have like-minded women who are lifting each other up, you know, every day. And so that's what the Swole Sister is all about. We're about verse 8, y'all.
Well, you have to monitor what we feed our mind in order for that to work, in order to have peace that passes all understanding. It says there, you have to guard your heart and mind. It says it right there, guard it.
Yeah.
And that's a practice. And I'm big on, things become practiced through habits. Mm-hmm. And we all have different seasons in our lives. I get that. And in each season, we have certain habits that we need to put into practice. So right now, you and I, what we talked about in the recorded podcast that never got recorded, we were talking about how we're practicing every morning not to pick up our phone first thing and to write down what we're, you know, what we're grateful for, and then do our Bible study, and then we're going to get onto the emails and get onto the, you know, replying back to messages and all that.
Yeah.
Because once you get that distraction, it's hard to rein in and go back to do the things that set your day off right.
That's true. And for me, my girls leave at different times. So when the first one comes out and she's ready, I want to talk to her and, you know, not be on my phone. And I've been guilty of that before. And I know that our connection is not as tight in the mornings when I'm so busy and I'm trying to make their lunches, be on the phone, talk to them. I can't do three things at once. Well,
no,
you know, I could do it haphazardly.
Yeah.
But it's just not going to be satisfying.
Yeah. And so, you know, and not to mention they see that. And so we're telling them, get off your phone.
Yeah.
And then we're on our phone. Yeah. It's an interesting, it's difficult to balance everything, but you know, if you put your priorities down and you balance your day out by starting your day with good things and getting your heart and mind right. And people, listen, I've had moments in my life where I didn't even have enough time to like breathe, or, you know, I was meeting myself at the door. Mm-hmm. So I get there are moments in your, and there's seasons, I call them seasons. There's seasons in your life, yes, where things are different, and, but you have to still manage that. And it says, do not, you know, well, gosh, in the same chapter, it says, don't be anxious, mm-hmm, you know? How do you do that? How do you, there's, through prayer and petition, is what it says there, you know, but that includes your quiet time in God's word. We sit there and sometimes we convince ourselves that, oh, if I just pray, that's my time. And well, God, you got to feed your mind too.
Yes.
You got to feed him his word. And that gives the spirit of God inside of you power, you know? Mm-hmm. And you know, through Thanksgiving, you know, we just had Thanksgiving, you know,
exactly.
But that's how you release, that's how you get rid of anxiety. You know, you hand it over to him, but how do you do that? Well, but with
spending
practice.
Time with him, you guys, it's, yeah, about spending time with him. Like, I can't wait for my kids to come home from school and like we talk about the day, right? It's the same thing with God. The way we talk, yeah, to him is through prayer and through scripture. And so if you want to cultivate a really close relationship with God, you've got to dive into the word and just talk to him. Like you would,
yeah,
your husband or your kids or your best friend.
Well, we're going to be diving into a chapter a day in, mm-hmm, of Luke.
Yes,
if you want to join us in that. Starting December 1st is the first chapter of Luke, and we're going to do a chapter a day, right?
Yes, we are. And we wanted to encourage you guys to sit down and read it with your family. It's a beautiful story of Jesus and his birth and how, you know, everything that's leading up to it. And it's such a cool book. I hear you
flipping.
Yeah, I'm flipping. And there's a lot of, I like this book because there's a lot of miracles that,
yeah,
miracles. Open our eyes and like look for it. And
Essie?
Just be aware. Yes.
Ooh, you were cutting out there for a second.
Darn it!
Oh, no. It was so good.
Oh, shoot.
It's okay. I'll let you know if it continues to happen. And if it does, then I'll just send you a new link.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Let me know.
Well, you know, and you know, the other day, or was it 2 days ago? I found a video talking about seasons. I found a video that I did just like when I recorded myself telling a story about how I was able to basically become a stay-at-home mom, or yeah, be home with my kids when we had nothing. Mm. And so I did it. I recorded it, never thinking I was going to share it. Okay. And so I shared it in the Soul Sisters FB room. Did you get to watch it at all?
I saw that. I haven't had a chance to really spend time on that, but today I have time. So I will go.
No,
and
it's fine.
I can't wait.
It's fine. You don't have to ever watch it, but I found it and I watched it and I was like, oh my goodness. Wow. Like I was like, that's a season, and it talked about, and it kind of relates to Philippians 4, what we've been reading, it, that, you know, God will provide, mm-hmm, for all of our needs, you know, according to his riches and glory. And I'm like, that goes along with kind of what I said in the video about, you know, I didn't rely on the world for finances. I relied, mm-hmm, on God because I knew that God gave me these gifts of children, and you know, my best, you know, way of using my time was with them, not hustling it, you know, and that was
right,
hard for me because I'm a hustler. I love to make money. I love to, you know, I love to work. And, but I knew that sacrifice and saying no to certain things that came along the way that would have been good for us financially, mm-hmm, would have hurt the family in general. And so I had the discipline, I don't know how, by the grace of God, I had the discipline, mm-hmm, to say, no, that's not worth it right now. You know, we just won't have, and you know, anything, but we'll have,
yeah,
each other, you know,
especially for somebody like you who, you know, you really love to be out there and like, you know, talk to people and work and help them. That, yeah, must have been,
it was very
a big
growing,
life-changing moment. Yeah.
It's a very growing moment, but looking back now, I see, it's like, I get it. I had, mm-hmm, to go through that to help other people understand that that's okay to go through that, mm-hmm, you know?
Absolutely. And look at you, you know, God's met all of your needs every single moment.
Oh yeah.
You guys
in
never,
abundance.
Right?
In, yeah, abundance.
That's really good to hear.
With favor, through all things, you know?
Yeah.
And, I don't know, it's just, it, it's not easy when you're going through it, but if you can stay consistent and know and do and have your principles in the right place and do the things that are supposed to be done, like take care of the things that you're supposed to take care of, God will always honor that. And I always say God honors hard work. And let me tell you, the hardest thing you can do is sacrifice for your family and not take that leap. Because what I wanted to do at the time when we didn't have any money, is I want to be like, hey, I've been waitress before. I can just hustle it on. That's what I thought. I thought I'll just go. And when Toby gets home from work, right, I'll just go and work at a really fine restaurant. I had connections in that. I knew people, and I could have got a job and made probably more money than my husband was making at the time. Wow. Just working a couple nights a week. But it would have been on my accord, you know, does that make sense?
Yeah.
It would have been like, okay, well, I don't, you know, but no, I trusted God. And I said, no, I'm going to let my husband, we're going to just do without for a little while and let God provide. And, you know, I didn't sit on my thumbs and go, ooh, you know, let's just sit in the living room and hum, you know, but I put my faith in God and his word and trusted that he was going to provide when we needed the provisions. If I sacrificed, you know, being all about me, you know, so.
Right. So that was your calling, but I just wanted to clarify, it doesn't mean that you have to quit your job if you have a great job and be a mom. I think what Jen is saying is that she really felt led to sacrifice her wants for the sake of her family. And I think that is such a beautiful,
It's encouraging for the moms who are frustrated with that.
Yeah.
There are a lot of moms that want to be home and they're like, but I can't afford to. And so that was the whole point of that video, was you can afford to, you just have to trust that God's going to provide the way. And he always did, you know, it came in different ways and different forms, but the provision was always there. And so if your heart is in that place, because it was really difficult for me because I'd never wanted to even be a mom. So it was a huge sacrifice, but it was the right thing to do. And I don't regret it. I don't regret it at all. You know?
Yeah. And then I love how it comes full circle. Now that your kids are older, you're right back at, you know, where you want to be. You're doing training with people. You're doing nutritional counseling with people. And speaking of nutritional counseling, should we go ahead and segue our way into your new ambassadorship?
Yeah, that is which is so crazy, because that was just a couple of days ago that I decided, I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. Shalene Johnson is someone that's been in the fitness industry for what, forever?
She said 30 years. I'm like, wow.
Well, she's the infomercial queen. Like anybody who's ever watched TV after what, 10 o'clock at night, will see her infomercials about fitness. And she's like this cute little blonde. Well, 2 years ago, I started listening to her podcasts, and I was like, that, you know, I liked what she had to say about certain things. And she was going through a health journey on her own, and she was realizing the stuff she'd been teaching all those years about nutrition, eating every couple of hours and, you know, keep your metabolism burning and all these things were not working for her anymore. And she was, you know, cause it works for certain groups of people, you know,
and it does work for a short period of time.
Your diehards too.
Yes, exactly. Absolutely.
But it doesn't work for the majority of people, and it doesn't focus on wellness. It focuses on aesthetics. And so I was listening to her journey, and I was like, I grew up in that. My mom owned a health food store, and she was a nutritionist, and she helped people, you know, with hormone issues and you know, gut issues and candida. She was talking about gut problems before people even knew that was a thing, you know, and she was helping people with that. And consulting one-on-one. And so I grew up in knowing all these things, but I teach them with my clients one-on-one, but I never could get to a place where I could figure out where you can help more than just one person at a time. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, okay, because as you and I were talking about, nutrition is so individualized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's all about bio-individuality. So when you have, a meal plan out there, it may work for, you know, some people, but it may not work for most people.
Yeah, it doesn't work for most people.
And I think that's why you were so excited about this method, was because this addresses each person at where they are and what they need.
Yeah. And so I've never, you know, Essie, you and I have been in this industry for a long time, and to be an ambassador, people think that means you're going to make money. This I haven't even sold one yet. I mean, like, there's no money in this. But it is a program that I can stand behind and say, you know what, this is addressing health, and it addresses hormones and gut biomes, and it does. And then the weight loss is a side effect, and it's not about diet mentality. Like, mm-hmm. it's about figuring your own, like, you being your own, like she says, being your own scientist.
Yeah.
You know, it, you know, you get the information and you go, I can relate to that. Oh, now I see why that's not working. And this is, and when you have those realizations, it's not a rule thing. It's not, don't eat bananas because they're bad for you.
It's, right.
It's a different way of looking at nutrition and looking at, you know, just basically living, you know?
Exactly. And the weight loss thing that you touched on, I think that's really important, because when your body is functioning optimally,
mm-hmm.
it can't help but go back to its homeostasis, which is like, you know, your body weight that your body is comfortable with, you
right.
know?
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
if you're carrying excess because of, like, you know, maybe your inflammation, absolutely. It makes such a difference. Reduce your stress level, and you'd be surprised like how much and office icing on the cake.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. What people think that it's old age, that, oh, well, I'm just in my 30s, so I'm not going to, you know, I'm putting on a little bit of weight. Oh, I'm just in my 40s. No, it's usually it's chronic inflammation in your body of things that of habits that you don't even realize you're doing that mm-hmm. are causing that. And when you figure that out, it's not someone saying, don't eat that. It's you saying, I don't want to feel like that anymore. I don't want brain fog. I don't want fatigue. I don't want adrenal fatigue. You know, you and I talked about adrenal fatigue and, mm-hmm. and how, and so what this program does, and to be honest with you, I think it's underpriced. It's only $150 for 12 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you can't even sit down with a nutritionist for that much for one That's consultation.
True. That is so true.
And so it provides you with everything that you need. And then it has, they actually have help too. You can, because she has a staff of doctors and dietitians and nutritionists that you can have access to. And then
I was on their website yesterday, and she did say that, and the cool thing about her is, like, you have to sign up, and then there's a group of you guys that start together at the same time. And I believe the next one's December 3rd. That's on her website. So it's not random. She kind of takes you through, I think, and you do it with other people, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. It's a process. They're changing it every time, because I bought it a couple months ago just to see how she was doing it. Cause mm-hmm. I've been listening to the process and her meeting with the doctors and figuring out, you know, brain health and all that, and how it relates to gut and brain health. The gut health, you know, is directly related to how you think mm-hmm. and stuff. And so I was like, how is she doing this in a program? Like, how is she putting it all together and packaging it up? So I went ahead and just bought it, because I was just interested. Not that, because I already understand the process. I already understand how to implement it in my life, because I've lived that way. But mm-hmm. I wanted to see how she was doing it to help others, because that's my biggest, that's the hardest part for me, is I can't just tell people what I, because I get all the time, and I know you do too. You get people asking you what to eat all the time.
Exactly.
It's like, I can't tell you what to eat. Even with my one-on-one clients just recently with Casey, we had to figure something out, and it took us like a week to figure out why she was having an inflammation response to something. You know,
that's a really good point. Yes. Being your own scientist or your own detective, it does take time. It's going to be trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
And so be patient with yourself. Like, for instance, it took me a long time. Okay. So all the low carb craze, I know it works for some people. It works for some. It does not work for me.
I
tried low carb. Not only did I feel miserable, I was
cranky,
always hungry. And you know how people tell you protein makes you feel satiated?
No.
I need carbs with my protein
too.
Or I am so freaking hungry. And I think I've mentioned this before, like I have to eat rice almost every day, and I do offer jasmine rice. Yeah. And my no
I'm just kidding.
Well, no
I'm
you
just
said the right thing. It's because it's in my gene, it's in my ancestry. We grew up eating rice, a lot of rice, and I think my body just naturally knows how to digest it better.
It's your gut biome. It's who,
absolutely. It's who I am.
Yes.
And so, like, if you try to eat like me, you might gain 30 pounds from all the rice.
I agree.
Right. So
no,
you
I totally
have
agree.
To figure out, you have to figure out like
what works for you
and how you feel after you eat it.
I totally agree. And that's it. And it's the hardest thing to teach. And that's why I'm so excited about this program, because I know it's working. I've seen it. Mm-hmm. I've seen the results of it working with people. And so if you're interested in it, I'll have a link in my, in the show notes, or you can always message me because I have a link that you can use to find out more information. It's the same one you used, I think, right, Essie?
Yeah, I did. I went to yours. Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty, you know, you have to be in the mindset to want to figure things out. It's not going to be a pill, and it's mm-hmm. not going to be a meal plan, but they teach you how to make your own meal plan in a sense, like what Essie was saying, like she knows she has to eat rice in order to feel good. That's the way you make a meal plan, is based on what, how you feel. And our friend Doug talks about it all the time in his stories. Mm-hmm. If you don't follow him, he's Inner Core Fit on Instagram, and his stories have actually impacted people's lives in such a way, because he goes into such detail on how to create your own meal plans. And because he has a program that he's launched, and he will not include meal plans in it, because he's like, I'm not going to tell people what to eat. You can't do that. It doesn't make work. Sense. It doesn't.
The one thing that I agree with him that he does put out there and encourage you to do is eat one ingredient foods.
Yeah.
Which is basically, don't eat stuff out of a package, you know? So I think, you know, if you stick to those simple rules, it doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be so hard. Just listen to your body and, like, you know, jot down notes. Mm-hmm. Always have a notebook handy.
That's huge. Yes. Thank you for saying that.
Journal it, you guys.
Not on a phone. Really, literally write it down. That's what I have my clients do. And it makes a huge difference, because when they come to me with it, I can look mm-hmm. at it and go, there it is, that right there.
Yeah.
That's the thing that's causing the inflammation, or that's the thing that's causing you to not feel good, or that's it. They usually know it before they even give it to me, you know?
Yeah.
But they don't know it until they write it down. Because you don't realize how much we adapt to our environment, and we adapt to, oh, well, it's just at 3 o'clock. I should be just tired. It's what I do every day. No, there's a reason why you're tired at 3 o'clock. And it has usually to do with what you did, you know, that morning, or what you did at noon for lunch, or whatever.
Like nutritionally, mm-hmm. maybe you're not getting what you need. And I know that, like, if I don't eat, like a big lunch, mm-hmm. for me, my lunch is my biggest. At 4 o'clock, I will eat the entire pantry.
Yeah.
Like I can't help. Like, yeah. So like I make sure I eat my carbs and my fat and my protein, and a lot of it around like my lunch is usually around 12 or 2.
And hydration. Hydration. We're so dehydrated. And if you're not tracking your water intake, you really aren't doing yourself. That's why we got to get the water bottle.
Water bottles. Yeah, I know, we keep talking about that.
I need a new water bottle. It's been like, I haven't gotten a new water bottle since May, since Mother's Day. And that I'm like,
you're due for a new one, girl.
I'm so due. And I'm, and I want my own, and I want it to be a Swole Sister one. So we've got to get on that.
So here's a tip for the water bottles. You know, I'm sure like Jen and I, you have many bottles lying around the house. Mm-hmm. So what I like to do is I like to fill like 3 or 4 of them up,
mm-hmm.
because, once you're done with one, you could just grab the next one. You don't even have to refill it. It's just right there ready for you. And then you can kind of track how many cups you've had all day. Yeah. Because like my biggest one, I think it holds 4 cups, or is it 6? It's huge. And I just guzzle in. I have probably like 4 or 5 or 6 of those a day.
But that's a lot of just doing that alone, just increasing your water intake. And I don't want to be like too nerd out on this, but we have a reverse osmosis tank that we put in the cabinet.
We do too.
And that's the water we drink. And it's not that expensive. You know, we have the, it's, it was, I think, it, I don't even know, $300 or $400, but everybody loves our water, and it just, it's a spigot.
It tastes so good.
Yeah. And to me, it really does. I know I'm not a water snob in the sense of, you know, well, if it doesn't come in a water bottle, then I'm not drinking it. Our tap water really is not drinkable. It's not good. There's so many chemicals in it that in order to keep it clean, mm-hmm. that you really do need to be careful what kind of water you're putting in your body, because you could be adding more toxins than you realize. And your kidneys and liver still have to, you know,
work
clean
extra
all that
hard.
Out.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, we live in an area, I have septic and well.
Same.
So you do too, right? And mm-hmm. that's a big reason I have the reverse osmosis as well. And we have a whole water system downstairs, which just cleans everything.
Yeah.
When we first moved here, I turn on the water and I swear it smelled, my water smelled like rotten eggs. You couldn't bathe in it. You couldn't do anything. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I understand. And well, and but if you can't afford to have a whole system in your house, at least you're drinking water. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when you replace the, it's not filters. There's a difference, y'all, between filtration mm-hmm. and reverse osmosis. Filtration is just a filter. And then once the filter gets clogged up, it's just filtering more water through the clogged up junk. And, you know, it's different with reverse osmosis, you know, and I'm not a nerd enough to like, look it up, Google it.
Yeah.
If you're interested in getting it, I think they sell them at Home Depot. We buy it from a guy in locally in a town just over from us because, and we call him the water guy, but because mm-hmm. he, you know, he's been, my family have used him. My parents buy it and sell properties and stuff. And so we use them in every, the homes. And, but anyways, I think you can get them at like Lowe's and Home Depot and those kind of places too. And I'm sure online, everything's online these days. Oh,
Amazon.
So, yeah, I mean, and then our fitness thing that we were going to talk about, because we always do the, you know, nutrition, mm-hmm. fitness. We were saying this, since this is the season of family, continue to include family and be active. Was there anything else we were going to talk about? I know I don't have my notes in front of me. I forgot.
Well, for fitness wise, just get, just movement in and just be nice to yourself. If you miss a day, that's okay. For this month and probably rest of December, I'm probably going to be doing mostly every other day if I can get to it.
Yeah.
And then if I'm watching TV, I may do some stretches or mobility work, but just not stressing over it, because it come on, Christmas comes out around once, Thanksgiving, Christmas, this time of year. Mm-hmm. There's so much going on. So I think just taking the stress out of, oh my God, I can't work out. That's just going to help, number one. And then every little movement you can get in, like if you need to go somewhere, take the stairs, just everything will add up, right? So that's our advice to you this week or for the rest of the month.
Well, I have a HIIT workout that I'm going to be posting after this. That I did yesterday, and it took me 16 minutes to do, you know, just under 20 minutes. And I did it out on my side patio yesterday. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to share this. And and you can make it however you want. You don't have to do it exactly how I do it. I've just always post how I do it, but you can modify it. But I just needed something that was cardio and core and quick, and then move on, you know? And so you do that too. So be checking our Instagram if you need some inspiration or some ideas. Even if you just use one of the ideas and it takes you 10 minutes, it's still better than nothing. And then it helps you. To me, it's all about how I feel. If I don't feel good that day and I need to get some movement in and it'll make me feel better, then I'm going to do that. If that day I feel like I don't, you know, I'm good. I'm, you know, moving. I've got my stuff going on. I'm really active. I don't feel like I need to get a workout for my mind, then I don't. So, you know, it's okay to do that.
And be flexible, right? Yeah. Be flexible.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you don't want to wear out your adrenals. That's one thing that, adrenal fatigue is no fun. And actually that's talked about in that program too. So if you have any questions about it, you know, you can always message myself, me, Jamar, if you're interested in that, 131, cause I like Essie said, I am an ambassador, whatever that means. Basically it's just a fancy word for saying I promote them.
I like ambassador. It is very fancy.
It's fancy, but there's financially, it's not the best.
Yeah. I hear you.
It's crazy. That whole situation. Yeah, whatever, you know, it is what it is. It's not a 131 method is not a MLM. So it's not like, which I'm fine with MLMs. Multi-level marketing. I'm fine with them. I don't think there's anything wrong if you're in that. And so please hear me on that. I just want people to know that it's not that. Because sometimes MLMs, depending on, you know, what they are, can raise the cost of things. And so it's not that. I just wanted to, you know, let people know that.
Yeah, I will put that in my stories as well. So you could just swipe up and go directly to Jen's 131 method. So I'll do that for you.
It's mine now, huh?
Yeah.
We'll just take Shalene out of it. She's put it all together. Now it's mine. Oh, wow. I'm going to get in trouble for that one. But actually, I'm going to reach out to her and see about having her on my podcast, see if she would want to come on.
Oh, that'd
talk
be awesome.
About it. I think it would be cool. I don't know.
I think so too.
I who knows if she'll even. I mean, she got to remember me. I'm the ugly selfie girl.
That? You cannot forget that. That was the best moment.
All right, y'all. I think we've talked
enough. I think we're done.
I think we have, you know, it's time to move on with our day. You can always message, and we'll be in the show notes, Essie at Fit Boulevard, and on Gmail. Is that what it is?
Yeah, fitboulevard@gmail.com.
And then also Fit Boulevard on Instagram. Mm-hmm. You can join our Swole Sisters group on Facebook.
Yep.
We're still developing that and still learning how to run that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's developing. It is what it is, you know.
It's coming along.
We're working on it. And then you can always message me too at JMarFit. So y'all have the best week ever.
Yes. And I guess be good to yourself and start the Book of Luke December 1st. It's right around the corner, everyone.
Amen to that. Mm-hmm. Bye for now.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.